I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
We're all called to be great saints. Don't miss the opportunity. The Terry and Jesse Show. I'm a one-man operation today. My partner's out there doing some apostolic work. This is the holy hour of power. I promise you this will be high information, high-energy Catholic radio. This is where we engage the culture of death with prayer, fasting, and full-contact Catholicism. We're not right versus left. We're right versus wrong. Let's get right down to it. Some soul food. Let's God's Word today. Remember at Holy Mass, the reading from the Old Testament is proclaimed. You have a responsorial psalm, and then you have a gospel of the day. We as Catholics should be reading the mass readings every day. That's soul food. Archbishop St. John Chrysostom actually said that when you read the Bible every day, it causes demons to fear your presence as they look at you, opening up the Word of God and reading it and taking the words into your soul. It causes them to flee your presence. It frightens them. It terrorizes them. Because when they see you opening up the Word of God, what they actually see is you're picking up a sword. Because that's what the Word of God is called in Ephesians 6:17, the sword of the Spirit. So, today I want to talk about the first reading because I'm going to give a spiritual analysis of how the first reading really has a lot to do with what's going on in the country right now. A breakdown in patriarchal authority. And so I got a lot of good show items today, but let's get into the soul food section, which is always what we do at the top of the show. And I want to go verse by verse in the first reading today, and I want to apply it to what's happening today in the United States of America. Okay, first reading, it's a reading from the second book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 1, all the way to verse 14. It says this: When the Lord was about to take Elijah, Elijah's one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. When the Lord is about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Now, Elisha was the prophet in training. We could say that he was Batman and Robin. Elijah was Batman. Elisha was Robin. And we could also say that these two prophets, notice what we see here, that Elijah is about to be taken up in a whirlwind. Elijah, very mysteriously, as we're going to read in the Bible, he was taken up body and soul at a given point in time by God. And so that demonstrates that what Catholics believe about the assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that Mary was taken into heaven body and soul. When Protestants say, wait a minute, there's no such thing as an assumption in the Bible. Yes, there is. Elijah is already a precursor, a foreshadow of a saint being taken into God's presence, body and soul, in the Old Testament. And so what God has done once before, he can do again. And we believe the same thing happened with the Blessed Virgin Mary. We just call that, we don't call it the taking up of Mary in a whirlwind. We call it the bodily assumption. But basically the same thing happened that we see with Elijah happened to the Blessed Virgin Mary in the New Testament. So the Bible says, Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. By the way, that please stay here. That phrase was taken by St. Padre Pio, and he made a famous prayer for those that suffer depression. The prayer is called Stay With Us, Lord, by St. Padre Pio. It's a prayer for those who suffer from depression, anxiety, and stress. It's on the internet. It's in a lot of prayer books. Go on the internet and just search for it. It's called Stay With Us, Lord, by St. Padre Pio. Download it, put it on your phone, put it on your computer, add it to your prayer, itinerary every single day. And it's a good prayer, again, to fight against depression. And there's so many things right now that militate against the virtue of hope when we see what's happening in our country, what's happening in our church. And so that's a good prayer, Stay With Us, Lord, by St. Padre Pio. And I believe it was given to him by inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he read the book of 2 Kings. So it says, Elijah said to Elisha, stay with us, please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you, Elisha replied. And so the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed. And when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them at a distance. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the ground, which divided, and both crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, ask for whatever I may do for you before I am taken from you. Elisha answered, may I receive a double portion of your spirit? You have asked something that is not easy, Elijah replied. Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted, otherwise not. As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came between them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it happen, he cried out, my father, Israel's chariots and drivers. But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. Then he picked up Elijah's mantle that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. Wielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah, Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? When Elijah struck the water, it divided and he crossed over. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Elijah is the co-laborer of Elijah, the prophet. Elisha is also a prophet. And notice that what he was asking God, he was asking to be given a double portion of the ministry of Elijah, this major prophet, one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament. And notice, when Elijah is caught up, assumed into heaven, body and soul by God, and Elisha now receives a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. And what's very interesting here is that Elisha, when he sees this phenomena happening, this great miracle, he begins calling Elijah, my father, my father. Then he stands back and he witnesses Elijah being taken up to heaven by God. Notice he calls him, my father, my father. And he's not literally his father. He's not his biological father. Elijah did not sire Elisha. It's a spiritual father. This is why we as Catholics call our priests spiritual priests. Because through the sacraments and through the preaching of the Word of God, they sire us spiritually. And they become our spiritual fathers. Much like Elijah discipled and mentored Elisha. Therefore, Elisha called him my father. What he meant to say is basically my spiritual father, Elijah. Having said that, this is the problem in our society right now, is the breakdown of fatherhood. What we see in the streets of all the major cities is anarchy. What does anarchy mean? It means without order. That's what anarchy means. Without order, no order. What is the order that's broken down in our society? What's been broken down is a patriarchy. Patriarchy means male order. We have anarchy amongst these young people in our major cities. Anarchy means without order because they don't have patriarchy. What is patriarchy? They don't have a male order in their life. Most of these kids either come from absentee father homes. There's no father at home, so there's no patriarchal structure. Every one of us, every single person on planet Earth functions properly, is able to live in a state of grace and is able to be a person of goodwill when they're under patriarchal order. In other words, it starts from the government. The government is a patriarchal order instituted by God. And when government is just and giving us just laws and governing the city properties and governing the states and nation property, we have order. We have moral order in our society. But when government is broken, when government passes bad laws, when you have, one part of the government that wants to defund the police, when you have one part of the government that wants to institute same-sex marriage, and when you have one part of the government that wants to institute killing babies, we have a breakdown in society, and kids are now they're not under patriarchal order. Now, this is why we have anarchy, because the male order has broken down. And taking it more to the micro, if there's not a father in the house that's praying and offering sacrifice and doing good works for their family to merit the graces by God for their children, if there's not holy fathers at home in America praying, fasting, doing penance, doing good works, meriting the graces of God for their wife and their children, if we don't have this patriarchal male order in households in America, well, guess what we're going to have? Turn on your television. We're going to have anarchy. Because when there's no patriarchy, male spiritual order and discipline in America's households, we have what's called Antifa and Black Lives Matter. We have a society of deviance without order. That's what anarchy means. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial. More good stuff to come. God bless you.
Leviticus 11:44 says, "Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy." St. Vincent Pilate said, "You must be holy in the way God asks you to be holy." God does not ask you to be a Trappist monk or a hermit. He wants you to sanctify the world and your everyday life. May God show us the path to holiness and help us to follow it all the days of our life.
Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry and Jesse Show, one man. I'm a one-man operation today. My partner's out there to do some apostolic work. Look at this from Scripture, Psalm 17, verse 8. The Bible says, "Guard me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 17, verse 8. You know what it means in the Bible every time it says the shadow of your wings? The fathers of the church have said that every time you see that phrase in Holy Scripture, the shadow of your wings, it's a reference to our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross being underneath his arms outstretched on the cross like Mary, Our Lady, Mary Magdalene, and John the Apostle. That's what it means to be under the shadow of his wings, under his cross. I want to talk a little bit about what's going on right now in our country. In fact, I put this on Facebook, on my personal Facebook page. Here's what I wrote. This is from me. I put what's going on right now, the real goal that's going on right now by the progressive left in our country, the real goal is a permanent expansion of the welfare state as called for by the Cloward Piven spending strategy. So what is that? Cloward and Piven were two professors at Columbia University. And what they did is these PhDs in sociology, they outlined a plan to socialize America by overwhelming the system with government spending and entitlement demands. Nothing promotes that goal as much as discouraging marriage and providing financial incentives, you know, welfare, to increase the number of single moms. Did you know that single moms have become a fast-growing demographic group that demands a growing welfare industry? And of course, single moms are going to look to Big Brother government as a provider and the solution to their problems. And it's going to make men irresponsible. The growth of welfare has made men morally and personally irresponsible. And so these two professors from Columbia University, the Cloward and Piven spending strategy, this is the implementation of socialism. This is destroying our country. And if you want to know, I'm going to project in November 2020 how this plays out. The progressive left's victory plan for November 2020, dare I say the Democrat Party's victory plan for November 2020, is to overwhelm President Trump and the American public with one man-caused crisis after another until the public is so sick of it that they vote him out of office, hoping for a return to some type of normalcy. Because everything that is happening right now is 100% planned, and it's executed by the Democrat Party as well as their accomplices in the media. And again, this is why we have to spend a lot of time praying and fasting and doing penance. But these are the enemies of our country right now. The mainstream media that's playing this in a loop over and over again. This country, God bless America, and I mean that, this country is going down a raging river towards a waterfall without God as a paddle. And we need to pray to make America great again. And we need to pray that some politicians will stand up and say enough is enough. Because what we're seeing right now in our major cities around the country is whenever you empower the mob, justice dies. And civilization dies. And that's a very profound and true statement. Let me share with you the homily of one of the bravest priests in the United States today. A Catholic priest. He's from Orsi, Florida. His name is, he's from, not Orsi. His name's Father Michael Orsi, excuse me. He's from Florida. And I don't want to mention what diocese he's from. I don't want to get him in any trouble. But he gave a homily not too long ago, and here's what he says. This is Father Michael Orsi. He's a diocesan priest in Florida, and his homily's on the internet. His homily, here's what he says. The devil has made his home among the leadership of the Democrat Party for some time now and found it a most hospitable environment. And so this Catholic priest has said, Satan has found a home in the Democrat Party leadership and is up to his old tricks. Let me read to you what this Catholic priest, in good standing, In fact, I take it back. He's not from Florida. He's the priest of the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey, Father Michael P. Orsi. He currently serves as a parochial vicar. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So he is at St. Agnes Parish in Naples, Florida. He also hosts a weekly cable television program devoted to pro-life issues, and it's called Action for Life TV, and his writing appears in numerous publications and online journals. He's a courageous priest. All I can say is, Virgin Most Powerful, pray for him and protect him. St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for him and protect him. Father Michael Orsi says the following in his homily, his own words, a Catholic priest, a Roman Catholic priest in good standing. Sounds like John the Baptist, sounds like Elijah. He says this: the devil has made his home among the leadership of the Democrat Party for some time now and found it a most hospitable environment. This can be deduced from the fact that every prominent Democrat figure is totally committed to abortion, even partial birth abortion and post-delivery abortion, which is to say infanticide. What else but diabolical influence can explain their determination to block even the slightest impingement upon the murder of children? Consider the recent failed effort to require abortion doctors to have hospital affiliations. This measure wouldn't have restricted abortion in the least. Rather, it was solely concerned with the health and safety of women undergoing abortive procedures, which not uncommonly result in ancillary damage. Reasonable as it was, the legislation was seen as an intolerable compromise. Father Michael Orsi continues in his homily by saying, after the recent primary elections, the Democrat Party seems like an alligator that's been run over. Its would-be presidential nominees have been viciously tearing each other to shreds until the field has now narrowed to Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. With two old white guys, a socialist and a longtime ward healer, now competing to carry the standard of a party that presents itself as a youthful, innovative, and inclusive, it would be easy to assume the Democrats are near death. Father Michael Orsi says, but that would be a mistake. Satan is tricky. Those of us who care about the pro-life cause can't let ourselves be lulled into complacency, nor can we assume that whoever emerges from the Democratic convention as the ultimate nominee is guaranteed to be run over by Donald Trump. Father Michael Orsi says, I'm from Brooklyn. Trump is from Queens. I sometimes feel as if I grew up with the president, and to tell you the truth, I would never have expected him to turn out to be as good as he has, especially regarding pro-life issues. In fact, at the March for Life back in February, I, Father Michael Orsi, found myself mesmerized by the beautiful speech that he gave, speaking to a crowd of about 100,000 people, mostly young people. President Trump emphasized that every human life is a miracle and every child gives joy to a family. How long had we waited to hear something like that from a president of the United States? As it's often been said, the Lord moves in mysterious ways, and he picks people we wouldn't expect him to pick to do his work. Let me add something to my commentary. Nobody here is saying that Donald Trump is a president, that Donald Trump is a saint, or that Melania Trump is a saint. Both of them have a past. They're both sinners, just like you and I. I have a past as well. I'm sure you have a past as well. That's why we have the sacrament of confession. But without a doubt, we know that God does work in the lives of people. Look at St. Paul, the greatest evangelist in Catholic Christianity. He was a murderous Jewish Pharisee who was full of himself, arrogant and prideful. God can take those things that are not, and he can give them new life. God can take those things that are totally broken and make them new creations. And that's what Father Michael Orsi is saying right here. Nobody's canonizing the president. Nobody's canonizing the first lady. But I do have to say, by all appearances, it appears that Melania is right now, at this point in time, a practicing Catholic to the best of her ability. She's a practicing Catholic. In fact, Dr. Taylor Marshall, a friend of the show, he did a good podcast on Melania Trump. You may want to take a look at it, showing the fact that she is, without a doubt, she's had a conversion and she is a practicing Catholic. Let me go on. Father Michael Orsi says about the president, he says, nevertheless, there are absolutely no certainties in the world of politics. A party that has struggled relentlessly to destroy the Trump presidency, even to concocting absurd plots and international conspiracies in order to fabricate a case for impeachment, they will try anything to make an election advance its agenda, whether legal or otherwise. He says, abortion's only the beginning. Here in Florida, there's already a death with dignity bill in the legislative pipeline. Death with dignity, of course, is a euphemism. That means we can put people to sleep just as we might do to a sick dog or a cat or a wounded alligator. Florida is just a bellwether. Can you imagine that such proposals wouldn't become legislative priorities under a President Sanders or a President Biden? In the second book of Kings, the prophet Elisha faces a battle, which according to the situation indicates he's likely to lose. But his servant has a vision of flaming chariots, and he realizes that God's angels are coming to surround Elisha and bring victory. Let's pray for those flaming chariots and get ready for a fight. There's an election ahead, and its outcome is by no means certain. Because, the battle isn't won until it's won. This homily was by Father Michael P. Orsi, a priest of the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey, but right now he's currently serving as parochial vicar at St. Agnes Parish in Naples, Florida. He hosts a TV show called Action for Life TV. It's a weekly cable television series devoted to pro-life issues. He's also has written several publications and online journals. And all I can say is, Virgin Most Powerful, pray for this priest. We need hundreds, if not thousands, of priests that speak with the moral clarity of Father Michael P. Orsi. Thank you, Father Orsi, for your leadership. Up next, we're going to talk about the way donations to Black Lives Matter are ending up in the coffers of Joe Biden. What? Are you kidding me? Yep. Don't turn that dial. Stick around. You don't want to miss what's up next. Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Jesus, I trust in you. Let's not forget that our hope is in Jesus Christ. Ultimately, our hope is not in politics. Ultimately, our hope is not in political leaders. Ultimately, our hope is not in the Supreme Court. Ultimately, our hope is not in scientists. Ultimately, our hope is not in businessmen. It's not in sports. It's not in weathermen. It's not in news anchors. It's not in socialistic propaganda. Our hope is not in romance novels. Our hope is not in junk science. Our hope is not in revisionist history. Our hope is not in left-wing or liberation ideology. Our hope is in a person, and his name is Jesus Christ. Today's collect at Holy Mass, it says, O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas, and since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. You know, as Catholics, by the way, one of the things that we see outside in our society with a lot of this anarchy, a lot of it comes is because it was fueled by atheistic thought. This whole movement by militant atheists years ago that there is no God, this is something now that's mainstream in high schools, colleges, universities, this idea that believing in God is silly, that we have to believe in science and not God. And as a result of that, I wrote a book. It's called Atheism is the Opium of the Elites. I basically took Karl Marx's words, religion is the opium of the masses. And I gave that the title of my new book. It's called Atheism is the Opium of the Elites. It's 50 questions and answers for atheists. What I did is I went to all these famous atheist websites like Richard Dawkins and all these Bill Maher and all these other famous atheists and Christopher Hitchens. And I looked at the conversations in their websites and I said, oh, okay, these are the questions that young people are asking. And here's the answers that they're providing. So I took 50 of the most commonly asked questions of these militant atheists. And I respond to them, especially for young Catholics. Did you know that 60 to 80% of young Catholics lose their faith in college as a result of atheistic propaganda? You can order my book by going to my website, jesseromero.com, jesseromero.com. Atheism is the opium of the elites. Well, let me talk a little bit about the donations to Black Lives Matter. They're winding up in the pro-abortion Joe Biden's presidential campaign coffers. Yep. In the face of George Floyd's death, which no policeman would sanction, because that is not taught in any police department to put your knee across somebody's jugular vein for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's not taught in any police department in the United States. And I know I'm a use of force expert in the largest sheriff's department in the world. I'm certified. I'm a certified instructor in defensive tactics, escalation, and de-escalation, so I can speak about this topic like an expert, okay? What he did is reprehensible, okay? And he's gonna pay for it. He's gonna face the music in a court of law. But George Floyd, let's not make him out to be a saint either, okay? He's not gonna be going through a process of canonization anytime soon. I mean, he was a career criminal, but he didn't deserve to die the way he did. Okay, put that out there. Now, in the face of his death, these massive worldwide protests against racism, supposedly,
many Americans are lending a sympathetic ear to the Black Lives Matter movement, but unsuspecting Americans may be surprised where the money's actually going. Yep. There's a new report that indicates that much of the donations are winding up in the coffers of pro-abortion Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden. And in the National Pulse can reveal the Black Lives Matter website, the organization spearheading this nationwide defund the police campaigns, they're partnered up with Act Blue, which is a Democrat fundraising platform that's the top donor to Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. And they're responsible for raising nearly 99% of the Biden for President effort. Now, Biden's campaign insists that it doesn't support efforts to defund the police. However, they seem to be happily profiting from the Black Lives Matter's efforts, and they're complicit in taking money from an organization partnered with those that are spearheading this dangerous policy that has already taken root in Minneapolis, New York, and Los Angeles. After reaching the Black Lives Matter's homepage, which features a defund the police petition front and center, if a user chooses to donate, they're rerouted to a site hosted by Act Blue and prompted with the message, quote, "We appreciate your support of the movement and our ongoing fight to end state-sanctioned violence, liberate black people, and white supremacy forever," close quote. So, where does Act Blue direct the funds? Well, memo to those who are awake, Joe Biden is a top beneficiary of the Act Blue's fundraising efforts. As of May 21st, the organization has donated $120,000 to the Biden for President effort. It's also given to other pro-abortion presidential candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and to the pro-abortion Democratic Party. So, Joe Biden is not someone that pro-life Americans should support. As he recently said, he would force Americans to fund the Planned Parenthood abortion business on day one. By the way, and the target audience of Planned Parenthood, since they were founded, was blacks, black babies. In fact, black females only make up about 6% of the population. Yet in New York, 40% of abortions are black babies. Black females only make up 6% of the population. So disproportionately, Planned Parenthood goes after black babies for extermination. Ergo, that's why Margaret Sanger called one of her projects annexed to Planned Parenthood. She called it the Negro Extermination Project. Now, it's no surprise that Biden would force Americans to fund Planned Parenthood abortion business since he has an extensive record supporting abortions up to birth. And when it comes to abortion and appointing federal judges who have the power to determine the direction of abortion legislation, Joe Biden made it clear that during a Democrat debate, he would not compromise as president. He said, quote, "It's a woman's right to do that, period. And if you call that a litmus test, yes, it's a litmus test," close quote. Direct words from Joe Biden. He went on further to say that if the Supreme Court were to overturn Roe versus Wade, he would push for a national law allowing abortions up to birth. And Joe Biden, a career politician of 40 years who's done nothing to advance the cause of Christ in this country, and he's a baptized Catholic. Joe Biden said that if he was president, he says, if the Supreme Court ruled it to be unconstitutional, I as president will send to the United States Congress, and it will pass, I believe, a bill that legislates Roe versus Wade, adjusted by the Casey case. Close quote. Biden also touted his role in rejecting former President Ronald Reagan's Supreme Court nominee, Robert Bork, a practicing Catholic, when he was in the Senate, because Bork had said that he favored overturning the landmark decision, Roe versus Wade, that has resulted in the killing of 61 million babies in abortion. And again, disproportionately more are Black and Hispanic babies that are killed through abortion. And Joe Biden, he brags about that he's one of those senators that actually made sure that Robert Bork did not get appointed as U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Joe Biden, once upon a time, he seemed to appear as a moderate on the issue of abortion, but that's certainly changed. That's completely changed. In fact, he was interviewed by an ACLU activist. And let me read to you the transcript, the exchange between Joe Biden and this ACLU activist. Okay? The ACLU activist told Joe Biden in an interview, quote, "I'm an ACLU rights for all voter, and I have one question for you, Mr. Biden, and that is, will you commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment, which hurts poor women?" And Biden jumps in. He says, "Yes, yes. And by the way, ACLU member, I have a near perfect voting record my entire career with the ACLU." The ACLU member activist says, "Mr. Biden, I heard you did, but I'm glad you just said you would commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment." Joe Biden responds, "Right now it has to be. It can't stay." Close quote. So Biden clearly answered yes, and it can't stay when asked if he'd commit to abolishing the Hyde Amendment. So what is the Hyde Amendment? Well, the history of this, the Hyde Amendment, it's again, after Biden came out for overturning the Hyde Amendment and forcing Americans to fund abortions, pro-life Americans have made it clear that they oppose his position supporting the taxpayer funding of abortions up to birth. And so Joe Biden has flip-flopped, and he has said that he would not support efforts to overturn the Hyde Amendment, which protects Americans from funding most abortions. But after an outcry from abortion advocates, then he flip-flopped. Biden then flip-flopped again last June and now says he will support forcing Americans to fund abortions up to birth with our taxpayer dollars. Biden said the Hyde Amendment can't stay. We got to get rid of it. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. My name is Jesse Romero. Trust in Jesus and in Christ alone. And don't turn that dial. Stick around. You don't want to miss what's up next.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions. But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Psalm 57, verse 2. In the shadow of your wings, I take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. Wow, what consoling, what comforting thoughts. And how about this one? Joshua chapter 1, verse 5. The Lord says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. Take that to the bank. God says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And God says that he is hiding us during the storms of destruction under the shadow of his wings. That's the cross. Hey, there's a book that came out called Blitz. David Horowitz, he's a Jewish author. He predicts in that book that President Donald Trump will not only win in November, but that he's going to beat former Vice President Joe Biden by a landslide. And that's what I want to talk about right now. Lou Holtz. He's a practicing Catholic. He's a former professional football player, and he's a retired football coach of impeccable credentials. One of the greatest football coaches ever, a former professional football player himself. He just gave a lecture, and in his lecture he says, President Donald Trump is a champion of the Catholic faith. Wow, I think he liked my book, the one that I wrote, A Catholic Vote for Trump, by 10 books. This is the last book that I wrote. And I think Lou Holtz, this practicing Catholic football coach, former NFL football player himself, of impeccable coaching credentials, I think he would like my book. I think we'd have a good a chat over a cup of coffee. But here's what he says. He says, Lou Holtz, former professional football player and retired football coach, he says, when I arrived on the campus of Notre Dame in 1986 to coach the football team, I had a sign placed in a stairwell leading onto the field that read, play like a champion today. 34 years later, I can't help but think of how President Trump has been a champion for the Catholic community. Lou Holtz says, as a lifelong Catholic, I'm compelled to speak out. Archbishop Wilton Gregory of Washington, D.C. recently criticized President Donald Trump for visiting the St. John Paul II National Shrine, claiming that the shrine should have never been used as a place for a political statement. President Trump visited the shrine to honor the legacy of Pope John Paul II, a pope who understood the importance of advancing religious freedoms across the globe. And the president also understands how religious freedom curtails terrorism and domestic violence, and strengthens democracy, economic development, and opportunities for women. That's why he recently signed the executive order advancing international freedom. Lou Holtz writes, it is unfortunate the Archbishop is choosing to engage in political punditry and criticism of the president rather than helping to unite all of God's children. Instead of acknowledging the symbolism behind President Trump's visit to the historic St. John's Church, which had just been ransacked by violent looters, the Archbishop chose to further divide the country.
The fact is, Lou Holtz writes, and I agree, that's what I wrote in my book. He writes, the fact is, there has been no president in my lifetime who has done more to protect religious liberty for all than President Trump. Hear, hear, Lou Holtz. That's exactly my argument in my book as well. Lou Holtz writes, the president understands the importance of being a strong voice for the unborn because we are their only voice. He has shown an unwavering commitment to life. He has followed through on all his promises to appoint conservative, constitutionalist judges, something that will have a positive impact on issues related to church for decades to come. President Trump's commitment to the religious community reaches far beyond our borders. He moved our embassy to Jerusalem. Remember, the birthplace of Catholicism by the Israelites, even though the five previous presidents promised to do so, but yet failed. The president's time in office has been promises made, promises kept. This is unusual for a politician, and the archbishop is flat out wrong to say he does not care about all people. There are three principles that have guided my life and the choices I make, says Lou Holtz, former NFL football player and former football coach for over 30 years of various universities and colleges around the country, D1 schools. He's a football coach of impeccable credentials. He says, the three principles also define who I support politically. Number one, trust. Number two, commitment to excellence. Number three, care for others. I guess this comes from my football background. He says, trust. President Trump says what he means and means what he says. He's doing this all to fulfill the promises he made to the American people. Number two, Lou Holtz writes, commitment to excellence. President Trump is committed to pursuing greatness no matter the sacrifice. He understands what it takes to keep America great. Number three, care for others. President Trump demonstrates strength and a commitment to serve his fellow Americans. It's obvious he has a deep love for America and its people. Lou Holtz finishes up by saying, now let's bring this country together by loving and caring for one another. The Catholic education I received, including my years at Notre Dame, we were taught to love the Lord our God with all our soul and might, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Perhaps the most brilliant person I have ever met was Father Hesburgh, president of Notre Dame for 35 years. He hired me. He marched with Martin Luther King Jr. He was a close friend of Mother Teresa, former presidents and popes. He explained to me that you must follow your heart, even if it's an unpopular thing to do. President Trump is doing the right thing for American Catholics and the wider religious community. He will continue to be a voice for the unborn. He will continue to stand with people of faith, and he will ensure Catholics have a seat at the table in his administration. And so Lou Holtz ends by saying, I encourage my fellow Catholics to support a president who, in my mind, has done more to advance the cause of religious freedom and liberty than any other president in my lifetime. Written by Coach Lou Holtz, former NFL football player, retired from the NFL, and former football coach of some of the most prominent university D1 programs in the country. I thank Lou Holtz for writing what he did. You know, the elections are not just about putting a person into office, but that person brings with him an entire philosophy and a vast network of appointed officials to carry it out. And so in the elections of 2020, we're not simply asked to choose between President Trump and his opponent. We're being asked to choose between the culture of life and the culture of death. We're being asked to choose between religious freedom or religious oppression. We're being asked to choose between prosperity or poverty. We're being asked to choose between a secure nation or open borders. We're being asked to choose between patriotism or globalism. We're being asked to choose between a free market or socialism. We're being asked to choose between the Constitution or judicial tyranny. We're being asked to choose between law and the police, or anarchy and defund the police, and so much more. There's never been a more consequential election in our history, and the options have never been more diametrically opposed, and the choice has never been more clear. Let's keep America great, and let's pray America great. And what America needs, a restoration of order, moral order, patriarchy. We need holy men, holy Catholic men, holy husbands, holy fathers, holy politicians, holy judges, people that are, remember, all authority comes from God the Father, even government authority. We need holy men, patriarchal authority to bear upon, to weigh upon our society, starting from the House all the way to the highest offices, the highest office in the country. Because without patriarchal male order, which rightfully comes from God, it comes from God, this authority. Without this order, we're going to have anarchy. Anarchy means without order. And so let's remember, place your faith, hope, and trust in God, and prove it by being a prayer warrior. And also remember Fridays, penance and fasting, because there's many politicians that are probably diabolically afflicted, and many people caught up in the culture of death. Just look at the riots on television. They need people like us to pray and fast for them, because remember, prayer heals people from the diabolical. Prayer is patriotic. Prayer changes events in world history. Prayer is an act of charity. Prayer changes people's hearts. Prayer is an act of virtue. Prayer is a spiritual work of mercy. When we pray, God works. That's the Matthew 7:7 principle. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Matthew 7:7. When we pray, God acts upon our prayer. And so as Catholics, let's remember the words to St. Faustina by our Lord Jesus Christ. Paragraph 1760, he says, "Know that you are on a great stage where all heaven and earth are watching you. Fight like a knight so I can reward you. Do not be unduly fearful, because you are not alone. Live in a state of grace. Reject living in a state of mortal sin. Wake up, America. Wake up to Jesus. Don't hit the snooze button. Tomorrow's guaranteed to nobody. And there is a global warming alert. You know what it is? When we all die, we're all going to see Jesus face to face. Get holy or die trying. And make sure that before you die, you leave it all out on the field. God bless you. Keep the faith."
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.